Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 17th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis, Masechta Truma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah that a Cheresh, a person who's deaf, gave Truma, his Truma is not a Truma, our Mishnah is going to tell us that there are two different types of what we call a Cheresh, and they have a different din as far as Truma is concerned. Cheresh Hamadaber Ve'ena Shemea Loitra. If a cheresh, a person who's deaf, but not mute, he can speak, then lo yitra. Lachatchila, we say he should not take truma because he has to make a bracha. Shekidishon etzal hafrish truma samaisris. And if he cannot hear the bracha, this fellow that cannot hear the bracha that he's making, it's a question of not being able to make the bracha. So we say that he should not take truma lachatchila. But ve'im toram, if he did take truma, then we say, b'diavad, trumasa truma. The truma will be valid. Why? Because even if you made no bracha, just separating the truma, that would be okay. This could be a case where, for example, a person, he was born with the ability to hear and he could speak, but then he lost the ability to hear. So such a person should not take truma l'chatchila, but b'diavad, if he did, it would be a truma. However, generally speaking, where the Chachamim mentioned a Cheresh as being not a person of composite mind, is not a Bardas, then such as the one that we mentioned in the first Mishnah of this Masechta, where we say that even B'diavad the Truma is not a Truma, that type of Cheresh is She'enoi lo shomea v'lo medaber. Is one who is a person who is not only cannot hear but also cannot speak. For example, he was born deaf and he never heard anything. He doesn't know how to speak as well. So this type of a cheresh is not considered bardas, is not considered of sound mind, and therefore cannot give truma or separate the truma. And even if he does, it's not considered a valid truma. And that's the one we're talking about. That's the cheresh we're referring to in the first Mishnah. Some of Farshim point out that even though our Mishnah mentioned Cheresh, which the Chachamim mentioned in all places, it's not really all places. There are exceptions. For example, in the Mishnah of Chagiga, where it says everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, bringing a korban upon coming to the Beis HaMikdash, except for a Cheresh, shirt of a cotton. There, the Gemara explains, it means even a Cheresh who can speak but cannot hear, he's also exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But there are a few exceptions. Says Mishnah Gimel. Cotton shaloi hevi shtei sores. A cotton who hasn't produced the signs of puberty, he doesn't even have the two genital hairs. Therefore, he's technically, according to Rabbi Meir in the first Mishnah, because Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir holds that he cannot give truma. We're about to see two different opinions that argue with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Trumasa Truma. He says, no. He says, even though he hasn't produced the hairs, technically he's not an adult, but his Truma will be a valid Truma as long as he's reached the age of education, of Chinuch, which means some say that it could be even as young as 6 or 7. His Truma will be a Truma. Rabbi Yossi also argues with Rabbi Meir, but not to the degree that Rabbi Huda does. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Imad Shaloi Bol Onas Nadorim Ain Trumasa Truma. He says the only time that we will say that a minor's separation of Truma is not considered valid is if he hasn't even reached the age of making vows. Now, what's the age of making vows? What's the minimum age? For a boy to make a vow that is valid min HaTorah, he has to be 12 years old. For a girl, 11 years old. We learn this out of a special pasuk that 1 year before their bar or bas mitzvah, respectively, their vows are valid. They've reached onus nadarim. If they haven't even reached that level, that age, if the boy is under 12, the girl's under 11, then ain trumasa truma. Similarly, they cannot give truma, and it's not even a truma. It's not valid at all. Mish'u mishabol oinas nadarim. Once, however, they have reached the age of being 12 for a boy and girl, and if a girl is 11, then trumasa truma, their truma will be valid. Just like their vows are valid, minatora, so too their pledges, their vows, their hektish, something if they donate hektish, is valid, and so also is truma. The truma is valid as well. And indeed, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yossi Paskins, this way, as he says in Hilchas Trumas, chapter 4, Perek Dalet, he says, a koton shehigia l'oinas nadorim, if a minor has reached the age of being able to make a vow, then even though he has not produced the signs of adulthood, he is not a godel yet, he's not technically an adult, but his truma is a truma, even if it's truma of the Torah, just like his vows are considered valid min haTorah once he's reached that age of Einas Nadarim, a boy at 12 and a girl at 11.